This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good. Agon Erev Shabbos, everyone. We still did not do Ayin Amud Beis, so Imlayach Shavim Asai. The Gemara is discussing the following subject. How do we know, the Gemara began with a Braisa, how do we know an Arel cannot eat Truma? So Gemara made Gzer Shava from the Pesach. It says Toshav Asachar by Pesach, and it says Toshav Asachar by Truma. Just like Toshav Asachar by Pesach, Arel can eat from the Karim Pesach. So when it says Toshav and Asachar by Truma, an Arel cannot eat Truma. Now the Gemara says there has to be an extra Pasuk in order to darshan Gzer Shava. So Gemara says that the psukim of Toshav Asachar by the Karim Pesach are not extra. Excuse me, the Toshav Asachar by Truma is not extra. We need to know that both a Toshav and a Asachar cannot eat Truma. Says Gemara, so just say that a Toshav cannot eat the Truma, and I would know a Sachir. So Gemara says, if it would just say Toshav, I would think a Toshav is Kanoi Kinyan Shanim, but Kanoi Kinyan Oilam could eat Truma. So we need to say both. So the extra Pasuk must be by the Karim Pesach. Why? Because when it says by the Karim Pesach, a Toshav and a Sachir cannot eat the Karim Pesach, what is that referring to, that a Toshav and a Sachar can't eat the Karim Pesach? If it's to say that a Mamish, an Eved Ivri, who's either Kanoi Kinyan Shanim or Kanoi Kinyan Oilam, cannot eat from the Karim Pesach, if that's what it's saying, then why can't they eat from the Karim Pesach? They're independent Jews. Says the Gemara, Ella de Pesach Mufni. I'm three lines from the bottom on Ayin Amud Aleph. Ella de Pesach Mufni. The Pasuk by Karim Pesach is extra. Hai Toshav Asachar de Kazar Rachman of a Pesach Mainiyu. What is the purpose of the Pasuk of Toshav Asachar by the Karim Pesach? Inema Toshav Asachar Mamish. If it's referring Mamish to a Toshav Asachar, that it's saying that someone who's an Eved Ivri can eat the Karim Pesach, Mishum Dehavalei Toshav Asachar Iftalei Mipesach, because he's an Eved, he's a Toshav Asachar, he's exempt from the Pesach, but Kaimalam, but we paskin Gabi Chuma, Deloy Achil, we know a Toshav and a Asachar of a Koyen cannot eat Chuma, that indicates that they're not owned by the Koyen. So if they're not owned by the Koyen, they're their own entity. If they're their own Jewish entity, they should be chayiv in Karim Pesach. Amaloi kani le rabbi. So we see that legabe truma, the owner is not koina them. Hachanami here also loi kani le rabbi. Ela laafnuye. It must be the words toshav asachar by Karim Pesach is extra. Okay, must be it's extra. Says the Gemara. Okay, it's extra. But it's only extra on one end. It's only extra on one end. And we infer that Rebbe Lezer holds that if it's only extra on one side of the Gzeres Shava, you could learn out, but you could ask a refutation. Now we know that by Gzeres Shava that Rebbe Lezer holds that Chalitza does not have to be on the right foot. Now what... in other words, there's a Gzeres Shava by Chalitza to learn from its Soira that a chalitza should have to be on the right foot, but Rebbe Lezer holds, since it's only extra on one side, we don't learn out that chalitza has to be on the right foot. Here too, there is a pircha you could ask on the Gzeres Shava, namely, you can learn out from Karim Pesach to Truma. Why? Because Mal Pesach shekin chayovin olav mishum pigul, noisar, and tamei. The Gemara had a pircha that there are three chumras by the Karim Pesach, so maybe it also has a chumra that an oral lo yoichal by mashe ein kein by truma. Says the Gemara, Kivan dilagufe loy tzarech. Since the words toisha v'sacher are not needed for themselves, so both of the words are extra. Shadichad alamed v'shadichad amalamed. You throw one to the source where you're learning to, and one extra word to the source you're learning from. V'havalei gzera shava mufne mishnei tzadin. And it's a gzera shava that's extra on both sides. Says the Gemara, fine. You want to restore the Gzeirah Shavah and learn out, just like an Aral can't eat the Karm Pesach, he can't eat Truma. Ima Pesach Oinein Aser, Av Truma Oinein Aser. Why don't we learn out, just like an Oinein can't eat a Karm Pesach, he shouldn't be able to eat Truma. Amar Rav Yosi Bar Chanina, no. I don't learn use the Gzeirah Shavah to tell me an Oinein cannot eat from Truma. Amar Rav Yosi Bar Chanina, Amar Kra V'chol Zar. It says by Truma, a Zar can eat Truma. Zara samarti lecha, only someone who's not a Kohen can eat Truma. V'lay aninos, but not aninos. Aninos, an Oinein could eat Truma. Zara samarti lecha, v'lay aninos. Says the Gemara, Ema v'lay arelos. Why don't we say that a Zar cannot eat Truma, but an Arel can? Meaning, why do we say a zar cannot eat truma, an oinein can? Why don't we say a zar can't eat truma, an oral can? It says Gemara, haksiv toishav asachir. I have an extra word toishav asachir to make a gzer shava from Karban Pesach. So in other words, I learned from Karban Pesach, an oral is disqualified. And I learned from v'chol zar lo yachabai, an oinein can eat. But really, we could have done it the other way around. We could have learned out from Karban Pesach that a oinein cannot eat, and learn out from B'chol Zar Yoichabai that a Arel can eat. Umar Ras. Why do we exclude an Arel and include a Oinein? Says the Gemara, Mistavra Arelos Havleh L'Rabuye. It's Mistavra that we should include an Arel who can eat Shuma and exclude an Oinein. Shekain, because there are going to be many Chumras of Arelos over Aninos, and they are the mnemonic to remember them are masim, acts, krusim, chayv kares, bedavar, ha'avad. Namely, number one, mechusar maisa. An arel is lacking an act, as opposed to an oinein is not lacking an act, he's just waiting for the passage of time. Umasa begufay, and an arel needs an act to be done to his body, as opposed to an oinein. And v'onosh kares, someone who is in Arel is punished with kares. And v'yeshna lifnei hadibur. And arelos is something that existed before the Torah was given. Says the Gemara, u'mila sechara v'avadim akevis. Another chumrah is the circumcision of your male children and your servants are ma'akev. So arelos is a much bigger chumrah. Says the Gemara, adarab, aninos havleirubay. If anything, we should exclude or include for iser aninos, sheken yeshnoi b'chol shah. Aninos could be at any time. Chas v'shalom, any time, aninos could strike. As opposed to arelos, once a person had a mila, they could never be an oral again. Right? That's what Mizrahi says. Why didn't Avram Avinu do mila before Hashem commanded him? He says, because God the mitzvah of Oisa. So, but other mitzvahs he did. So other mitzvahs he did because he could do them, and if Hashem commands him, he'll do it again. But a mila, you can only do a mila once. So aninus is yeshna b'chol shah. Mila is only one time. Arelus is only one time. Vinoy heges anoshman v'noshim. Aninus is applicable by men and women. And vein biyadil sakin atzmai. And aninus you can't get out of. Can't just fix it. There's nothing. Once a person's onion, there's nothing you could do to remove that status as opposed to arelos. Says Gemara Hanach Nefishin. The chumras of mila are more. In other words, the reason why we say an Orel can eat Truma but an Oinen can is it's more mustabered to exclude an Orel than an Oinen because there are more Chumras of Arelos than Aninas. Rava Omar, Rava said, Beloy Hanach Nefisha Nami Loy Masas Amrit. Even if the Chumras of Arelos were not more, you also couldn't say we're going to exclude Aninus and not Arelos. Shafkinon Arelos, the Ksiv Begufay de Pesach. Are we going to ignore the psul of Arelos, which it says in the subject of Karban Pesach, that an Orel can't eat the Karban Pesach? And instead we're going to learn out Aninus. It doesn't even say by Pesach that an Oinen can't eat the Pesach. We have to learn out from Meiser that an Oinen can't eat the Pesach. V'yafinon Aninus mi Pesach, the Pesach gufei mi Meiser gamrinon. Therefore it's mistaber to learn out from Pesach, the psul it says by Pesach, as opposed to the psul that we have to learn out from elsewhere to the Pesach. Says Gemara, well, if you're going to learn out from Pesach, ima Pesach, Milas Zecharav Va'avodav Me'akeves Af Trumas Truma Milas Zecharav Va'avodav Me'akeves. Now is this only a question in Rava and not in Abaye? Meaning, why is this suddenly a question now? But the Gemara is saying, if you're going to learn out from Pesach, ima Pesach Milas Zecharav Va'avodav Me'akeves, if by the Karm Pesach, the Mila of your males and your Avodim is Ma'akev, Av Truma, so to Truma, Milas Zecharav Va'avodav Me'akeves. The Mila of your Zecharav and your Avodav should be Ma'akev. Just like Karm Pesach, if your male progeny or Avodim don't have a Mila, you can't eat the Karm Pesach, so Truma also, the Mila of your Zecharav and Avodim should be Ma'akev. Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Umalta oisoy oz yoichabai. It says by Pesach, when you circumcise him, you could eat it. We learn out, Mila Zechar v'Ademag Ezboi v'Lachol v'Pesach, the Mila of your male and your Avadim is Ma'akev, the eating of the Pesach, v'Ein Mila Zechar v'Ademag Ezboi v'Truma. So we have a special drasha that only the Mila of your males is Ma'akev the Pesach and not Ma'akev the Truma. Ihachi, if so, Ema kol arelo yoichabai. Why don't we say anyone who's circumcised cannot eat the Pesach? Boin oicha, avoicha b'truma. You can't eat the Pesach. You can eat truma. The same way we say that the mila of your zecharim and avadim is only ma'akev Pesach and not truma. Why don't we say your own mila is only ma'akev Pesach and not truma? Says the Gemara, Haksiv Toishav V'Sacher. What do you mean? I have an extra word of Toishav V'Sacher by Karban Pesach. Says the Gemara, Umaros. Why would you use the Gzeres Shava to say that if you don't have a mila, you can't eat truma, but if you don't have a mila, but if your kids don't have a mila, you could. Why don't we flip it? It's a very difficult question because, isn't it obvious, it's much more logical that your own mila should prevent you from eating truma than your male or your avodim? But anyway, the Gemara Sumaros says, Gemara, mistaber arelos gufei havelele rabuye, it's mistaber that we should include the arelos of your own body, shekein maisa begufa, because it's an act in your body. The onesh kares, and if you don't do it, the punishment is kares, as opposed to the mila of someone else, it's not an act in your body, and the onesh is not kares. Says Gemara, Adaraba, milas zechara v'avadim havalei rabuya. We should include the mila of your males and your avadim. Shekein yeshnoi b'chol shah. The mila of your zecharim and avadim could happen at any time. You could have more and more sons. You have more and more avadim. It's a mitzvah that's always applicable. Mashenkin your own mila. It's a one-time thing. So it's Gemara Hanach Nefishin. There are more compelling reasons to include the mila of yourself than the mila of your sons. B'yibay Seyman, if you want, you could say B'lay Hanach Nefishin. Even if there weren't more reasons by your own mila than by your kids' mila, Na mila yimatzis, you couldn't amrit. Because mi ika midi da arelus to gufei loy ma'akfa bay, is there anything that your own arelus is not ma'akev? Arelus achir ma'akev esve, and the arelus of someone else is ma'akev? Okay, that's all, folks. And Bez Hashem, we'll do back on schedule Sunday morning. For next week, I guess we have to... Yom Tov is when? Tuesday, Wednesday? Okay, we may do, you know, Sunday morning, Sunday. We'll see. We'll see what we can do Sunday. Okay? Kol Tov, everyone. Agon Shabbos, Agot Yar, Gemara Tov, Shkoyach.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, thank you. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.